Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Over 50,000 people gathered across the U.S. on Sunday, February 17th, to tell President Obama to move forward on climate, with more than 40,000 alone rallying in Washington, D.C., reports Jamie Henn at 350.org. Earlier in the week, dozens of environmental civil rights and community leaders opposing the Keystone XL pipeline were arrested in Washington, D.C., including the chief U.S. climate scientist James Hansen and Sierra Club president Michael Bruin. People flocked from all over the U.S. to attend the massive Sunday D.C. rally. There, key leaders opposing the Keystone XL pipeline spoke, and their message was clear. Live up to your rhetoric, President Obama, and say no to the planned pipeline. Former White House Green Jobs advisor Van Jones said, "This will define your legacy, Mr. President." Rallies were also held in Arkansas, as well as throughout California, in Los Angeles, Monterey, San Diego, and San Francisco, where about 3,000 people by the bay formed the largest climate change protest in that city's history. Children, parents, elders, students, and people promoting clean energy, environmental justice, civil rights, and those representing indigenous groups came out in force. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.